Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36 degrees. Breezy south-southeast winds could gust as high as 32 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the temperature rising to around 38. Overnight, again breezy, winds could gust as high as 33 miles per hour. Wednesday, a 20% chance of rain before noon, cloudy with the temperature falling to around 26 by 5 p.m. And in the news for today, polls opened across the state at 7 a.m. this morning for today's primary elections. Locally in Viroqua, there will be a primary for mayor between incumbent Karen Mitchell, Justin Running, and Todd Overbow. There will also be a primary in the Ward 6 race for city council. Cindy Hubbard, the incumbent, Christine Brigham, and Sean Eng are also on the ballot. There will also be primaries for Vernon County Board of Supervisors for Districts 6, 7, and 9. The Nearly Noon News provided reviews for both of these races last Thursday and again on Monday. The local elections today will narrow the field to two candidates for each district in preparation for the spring general elections on April 5th. Locally in Viroqua, voting takes place at the Church of Christ, 825 Nelson Parkway. Legal ID is required to vote, but same-day registration is available, and the polls close at 8 p.m. Also in Viroqua today, the Vernon County Health Department is offering a COVID drive-through testing site, which will be located at the old Vernon County Highway Shops, 602 North Main Street in Viroqua. The testing site will close at 4 p.m. COVID-19's downward trend in Wisconsin continued through the weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported the state confirmed just 739 new cases in the past 24-hour period. This is the first time since Christmas Day the state confirmed fewer than 1,000 cases in a single day. That information comes from WBAY Television in Green Bay. In a related story, WPR Online News is reporting that people who quit their jobs because they don't want to get the COVID-19 vaccine could collect unemployment insurance under one of several plans poised to pass the state Senate that would undercut vaccine requirements. The proposal follows years of Republican restricting who can claim unemployment insurance in Wisconsin and when they can claim it. Another bill up for a vote in the Senate would ban private businesses from requiring customers to provide proof of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. That proposal would also ban state and local governments from requiring vaccines as a condition of accessing any buildings or receiving any services. Another plan on Tuesday's agenda would hold businesses liable in court if they require the vaccine and it injures an employee. Research has found the COVID-19 vaccines to be safe. The Republican bills, which are likely headed for vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, are the latest chapter in the partisan fight over public health restrictions in Wisconsin. Again, that according to a WPR report from this morning. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.